This is a HeadGum Original.
Ooh! Are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings, if you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order. Oh my God, I'm in a bird sanctuary known as the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap Podcast, available on the fucking internet. That's right, everyone here is the most qualified person to talk about drag in the whole world. That's not hyperbole, it's not a joke, we're not being funny. Where are the jokes? There are none here, okay? We're just here to spit facts and let you know that if you are curious about gender expression and how to be great at it, you can only do so by listening to us.
It is like a Trinity K. Bonet stand-up. No jokes.
Oh, you're listening to Dragger. Oh my God. That cacophonous shriek you heard was Oscar Montoya, my sister in hate.
Nothing but us woodpeckers here, honey, okay?
And we have the gorgeous, the amazing comedianess. Gender illusionist and destructionist, Roz Dresfeles.
I'm a bird too. I'm a swallow.
Ooh.
That's the type of bird.
I'm a swallow you, and I'm a swallow you too.
Get your minds out of the gutter and get in this nest because I am a bird.
Girl, parrots are crazy. So we know that Los Angeles is overrun with wild parrots, right? Like we all know that. Isn't that fucking crazy?
That is so weird.
It really is.
They're too much. There's a lot of them in my neighborhood, and it's kind of fucked up. It's like, is it good that they don't know English? Like, because it's like... Is teaching a parrot English like racist?
How do you teach a parrot English?
I'm saying like you teach parrots. Parrots repeat what you say.
But you don't teach them. They don't understand what you're saying. It's not like Duolingo, bitch. It's more like the rain in Spain falls mainly in the plains. She don't know what the fuck that means, but she goes parrot it.
I don't know. That sounds like problematic world history, what you just said.
Girl, I don't know why. It's My Fair Lady.
Am I on the right podcast? Where am I?
You're what listening to Oh Geography. No, she didn't. We're going to talk All Stars. We're so glad to have you. Roz, what the fuck are you doing up in here? How have you been? I saw you like 2 years ago. We were doing stupid comedy together. God, are you getting back out there in the comedy world? Are you doing stand-up again? What's happening?
Yeah, well, you know, like before the pandemic, and like any listeners, hey, what's going on? My name's Roz Dresfeles. I'm a drag queen here in Los Angeles. And before the pandemic, I was like a full-time drag queen, mm-hmm. Doing lots and lots of fun gigs and shows and all kinds of things. Uh-huh. And once the pandemic hit, I was kind of like, oh, I haven't done drag in a while, and I'm kind of okay with that.
And, uh-huh. And out of here.
And now that I'm coming back, I'm just sort of doing it less than I was before. So I'm kind of focusing on other things right now. I'm kind of transitioning in my life in a lot of different ways. And
beautiful.
So I'm doing drag maybe once or twice a week now, whereas opposed to it used to be like 5 to 7 times a week or something. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of easing my way back in, and it might change. I might do it a little bit more, but I'm just kind of, I don't know. I'm taking it as a more like fun approach now, as opposed to like something I did all the time. Because
right.
Whether you know this or not, I don't know if you guys know this, but drag is hard. And oh. Drag is exhausting.
Ooh, it's awful.
And I don't necessarily myself want to be on Drag Race or do anything like that. I kind of just want to do it for fun now. Like it's
that's
just,
incredible.
It is
that's
something
the whole
that
thing.
Is so fun. It takes so much work and so much time that it's, yeah, you can't do drag if you aren't absolutely in love with
right.
it. And I think mm-hmm. I still love it, but I'm just loving enjoying watching other people do it right now. And,
yeah.
You know, just kind of getting my feet wet again.
It's funny you say that because that's also giving me the Olympics vibes. And as we know, mm-hmm. the Olympics are happening right now. Drag Race, drag, like very obviously everyone says it's the Olympics of drag. And it's fucking hard. It's actually harder than the Olympics. But why that reminds me of this is because going
Wait,
to the
did
Olympics.
You just say Drag Race is harder than the Olympics?
Did I stutter? Did I
you
stutter?
Didn't, but I was like, girl.
Did
well,
I Ruben
okay,
stuttered or
okay,
what?
Well,
okay. It is because when you go to the Olympics, they're like, you're going to run. Great. When you go to Drag Race, they're like, so you're going to act. You're going to pretend to be a bird. You also need to sing. Oh, and next week, Sarah Jessica Parker's coming and you have to make the best dress of your life. So that's what I'm saying. It's like they don't tell you what's happening. What I'm saying, I brought up the Olympics is that mental health, girl.
Yeah.
As we are seeing in All Stars right now and in the Olympics, these contests are designed to truly affect
oh
your
my
mental
gosh,
health.
Especially,
it's a lot, huh?
You know, it's so funny it's that you say that because more than ever, especially after watching the Untucks of All Stars, you realized how much trauma these queens have gone through because of the show.
Girl.
And it's this weird thing of like, whoa, y'all are coming back to a show that has caused you so much trauma that you publicly talk about. You're like, after I did Drag Race, I was devastated, I was bullied, et cetera, et cetera. And then it's like, wow, what does it mean to come back to a show that potentially caused you so much anxiety and pain mentally?
Well, you know, you have to be a strong individual to do drag. And we live in a time, the best time in history to be a drag queen, obviously. But nonetheless, I mean, just leaving the house sometimes is scary when you're dressed in full drag, you know, dealing with your family members when you're a drag queen.
Mm-hmm.
You're constantly building a thick skin, not to mention the people that are critiquing you as you're performing in clubs or on podcasts or whatever. So you have to build a tough skin. Yeah. I mean, some of the strongest people I know are drag queens. And I have so much respect for the people that go on the show and put themselves out there like that. I personally am not interested in doing that.
I mean, full tea, and to call ourselves out, when you go on the show, you subject yourself to a bunch of fags like me screaming opinions about you. And to be honest, we have opinions because podcasts are fun and they require opinions to be interesting.
Right.
It wouldn't be very fun if we just said, I liked her. Okay, next look on the runway. Yeah. I liked her.
Right.
And honestly, I love them all to death, but we're going to have opinions because it's a fun gag.
Right. And I think also, we need to also clock ourselves, too, because I'm big on opinions and I'm big on heavy-ass takes, you know what I mean? But I'm also a fucking idiot, okay?
Yes.
So,
yes.
And I know that. So people can come at me being like, Oscar's an idiot, and to the haters out there, I live off the hate, so thank you.
And I would say you forgot she's a cunt too.
Exactly.
You forgot she's a cunt.
Exactly. Come
slut,
correct, honey.
Whore,
fill the sentence,
bitch.
Honey.
I don't know you like this, Oscar. I've always known you to be like such a sweetheart, and now I'm like seeing this and vicious side.
And that's the reveal of the season.
No, that's actually mean. But you know, sometimes I do have takes that are very unpopular. But also, I'm
Santino Montoya.
very that. But yeah,
Oscar, wait.
What?
You saw, I have to interrupt because I have to mention, you saw Ra's merch out in the wild.
Mm-hmm. Well, and not only did I see Ra's merch, I have Ra's merch, you know?
Ooh! Wait.
And someone stopped me on the street and also recognized Ra's merch. So we connected with that. So yeah.
What was the merch?
Yeah, what was it? What
Evie,
was
please.
It? And where do you buy it?
Let me see if I can. Where is it?
A Whatty,
oh,
please?
It's one of my enamel pins from my podcast called Ghosted by Ra's Dress Finesse, which Oscar has been on. Okay, so anyone that has never heard of my podcast, because I have managed to, as a full-time drag queen, keep my drag career a secret from a lot of drag fans. but if you don't know who I am, I do have a podcast weekly where I interview people about their experiences with ghosts, and I've had a lot of celebrities, and I have a lot of those people from paranormal TV shows, and I've also had a lot of Drag Race drag queens on my show. Most recently had Peppermint, I've had Jinx Monsoon, Jackie Cox, Alaska, Jasmine Masters, Kim Chi.
No, you did not have Jasmine.
I've had all these people. And then I've, you know, I've had drag icons like Coco Peru, Peaches Christ, Jackie Beach, Sherry Vine, Vander Von Odd. I mean, I've had so many.
Wow.
And then also, from this current season of Drag Race All-Stars, I've had a few of them. I've had Pandora on, but I've also had one of my favorite episodes ever was Kylie Sonique Love. Kylie Sonique Love encountered a ghost that you could go to YouTube right now and type in Sonique Ghost Encounter or something like that. And this video is one of the most realistic ghost videos I have ever seen in my entire life that she captured one day. And I had her come on the show. This was probably almost 2 years ago, but all my episodes are still posted on my main feed. And we talk about it, and it's so scary.
That's
But anyway, so Oscar
awesome.
Has merch from my podcast.
Word.
And where do we buy the merch? Where do we buy the fucking merch?
God, you know, I have a link in bio on my Instagram.
Ah, so just go to Ra's Dress Finesse on Instagram. Work.
Yeah, Ra's Hernandez is what my Instagram is.
Oh, okay,
now.
Work. And while you're buying that merch, buy some Drag Her merch too.
Work.
We just dropped our merch. So excited. We're dropping more designs this coming week. And as you know, 50% of everything we're making is going to the Okra Project. So go buy a stupid gay t-shirt. Oh, you can put it on a hat, an apron, a bath. I don't care. Wherever you put it, we're going to throw money, as much money as we can, at the Okra Project. So go do that.
Cute.
Cute. Okay, should we talk about this damn episode?
Let's do it. Let's jump right in.
Okay.
So Kylie won last week. We're coming back in. Her tits are like dying.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I don't know how she kept them in. Miracles do happen.
Her tits were
every
hanging
day.
Off a cliff, honey. They were like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They were Sylvester Stallone cliffhangers, honey.
What was that? What was the song from the first episode of this season that Yara Sophia did, the titty song? Jigga those titties.
Oh, yeah. Jigga those titties. Next time, pay the queen a fucking dollar.
Yeah.
Oh, I love her. Yeah, that was, yeah. So her tits are out. She won, right? Well, she won the lip sync, rightfully. We have opinions on why they made her win last week's challenge. You know, production's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really talking about the winners and non-winners, especially Pandora and Eureka not having a win yet. What do we think?
Well, you know, actually, Eureka not having a win sort of shocks me because she seems the queen to, like, take home a win at this point in the game. And she's been very close.
She's very calm.
She's very calm.
Surprisingly calm about it.
Which is not typical for Eureka, but, you know, hey, growth. Category
I would excited
growth.
About, I need to get a fucking win up in here. Ho, 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 ho.
Wait, are you quoting my Pandora Eureka song?
Ridiculous.
I'm working on my Eureka. I am obsessed with Eureka this season. I like
Me
how chill.
Me too.
Is she so chill because she's on an HBO show and she doesn't really need to win this competition?
I think she like recognizes that she's not going to, and I think she's okay with it. She's very much like, I'm here for the ride. I'm just going to see how long I can last.
You guys, I love We're Here so much.
Oh, me too.
I love it so much. I watched it twice during the pandemic and I cried my little eyes out.
I cry and then I always like shoot out of my seat when the performance comes. Like it feels like I'm at the drag show when the drag part happens.
Yes. And they're always so like poignant and like, oh, it really is the magic of like how drag can instill change and the act of performance being so personal. Oh, it's so great. It's great.
It's really fucking cute. And you know who else is cute? Ginger and her camouflage onesie. She's wearing the backdrop of the dressing room.
That's right. Her pink little camouflage outfit.
She's even skulking in the background of some of the shots, which was both like very goofy. Like if anyone else did it, I would be like, okay, we get it. You want to be on camera. Mm-hmm. But... But with her, I'm like, it's pretty funny.
She's like, I think this episode is a big turning point for Ginger because I think she's realizing that she might win this season.
Yes, yes.
Do you know what I mean?
There was a very relaxed demeanor about her.
Exactly, because at the very beginning of the competition, you could tell she was a little reserved. Mm. She was a little pulled back. She was a little like quiet. Very, very similar to how she was in All Stars 2. In All Stars 2, she was barely there. But I think now she has, it's not cockiness at all, but I think it's like she's looking at the queens and she's looking at herself and she's looking how she's being perceived in the competition. And she's very confident in her being in the finals and like just having a ball. And there's nothing more fun than watching girls have fun. Mm-hmm.
Do we know at what point in the pandemic this was filmed?
Middle of it. July. It was in July 2020.
Yeah, because it just feels like there's from what I've seen of this season, it seems like an appreciative vibe of like people having a good time.
Right.
Is what I really enjoy. And I was wondering, like, I wonder if it's, you know, because people haven't been able to do much lately and and now they get this opportunity to just like do what they love. And I don't know, from what I've been watching, I just feel like I'm seeing a lot of people that are just like enjoying it. Like, I don't know. That's just the vibe
I'm
getting.
And I think also, I agree. Too, like, it's such a cool opportunity to like work during a pandemic when no one is working.
Yeah, you're right. It is, instead of being like, fuck, let me go fucking do this fucking drag All Stars. I don't fucking care. Right. Instead of that, it's just like, this is the only thing I'm allowed to do. Yeah. So I might as well have the best time.
Well, and it also probably informed the way that they were able to prepare because, you know, typically it's like you're doing gigs every night and you have to get all your stuff ready and maybe they had more time to get prepared and they weren't as stressed going into it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, maybe.
I think you're right, though. Yeah. I think you're totally right.
Even Eureka was like, well, if I can't do that, really? I can't.
Are you going to do Eureka on Snatch Game? On the road. Is that what you're planning to do?
I think so. Oh, if I can't be on the road, I better fucking do it. All Stars.
You know what? I can kind of hear it.
I'm working on it. It's gonna get better.
I can hear it.
It's gonna get better. I mean, Nicole did. I was inspired by Nicole. Nicole did it last week on the pod, and she does. It is so good. I do agree. Just like the love and like the excitement to be here. Trinity is also very relaxed. Trinity to me is also very much like, oh, I'm going to be in, I don't know if I'm going to win, but I'm going to be at the finish line.
But
I'm sorry, she is turning
in. Oh, yes, yes.
Oh, my God.
I love Trinity. And, like, you know, I always thought she was, like, a fierce queen, but, like, I don't know. I just didn't, I can't say I've, like, kept up with her a ton, but seeing her on this, I'm like, I am a Trinity fan.
Oh, yeah.
Majorly.
But, you know, it's the difference. I said this before on the podcast. It's the difference between feeling like you're the only one, because she felt really isolated in season 6. She was the only, it was like her and Bianca kind of had a friendship, but like she was with people she trusted and loved in All Stars. And I think that totally changed her because her relationship with Akira and especially Raja, I think changed Trinity. I think, and it speaks to like the importance of having friends in the competition as well, or people that you can trust and confide in. It's like night and day. And to me, not to spoil or anything, there is something really magical about seeing Black excellence shine in this episode in particular.
I agree. I fully agree. It's really exciting just to see like, oh, wow. They are just ready. They're ready to fucking slay.
And so supportive of each other. It wasn't, yeah. It could have been full of drama. It could have been full of catfights, but it was.
Yes, that's what I noticed too.
There's no like villain this season. Well, Jan became the villain, but weirdly. Even Jan being a villain was just like, Jan, you're too happy. You need to relax. Like, it's just like.
Well, and I almost wonder sometimes with reality shows if that's sort of like,
yeah.
Okay, well, maybe I should be the villain, or, mm-hmm. you know, like sometimes I watch like these Real Housewives shows or something and I'm like, do they want to be fighting, or is somebody just like, maybe if I fought that will give me more airtime? Like, you know, I don't know.
Some people I'm not really sure. Very transparently, like your Gia Guns, who are just like, and there's no tea. They're just like, yeah, I wanted to start some shit and like get more camera time. It's a totally valid choice, honestly. I don't know. Because here's another thing. You're going to get backlash from the overly aggressive fandom no matter what. Like, because if you pop off, they're going to be like, you popped off. You're a bitch. And then if you don't, they're going to be like, you didn't try hard enough. You should fight for what you want. So it's like, I don't know. Do whatever you fucking want.
You know, there's a lot of ideas that we have of drag queens, like, I don't know, that they get into full drag and drive across the country in a car full of people. Like,
wait,
stuff
what?
Like,
wait, that's not a documentary? Wait, I thought Tu Wong Fu was a documentary. What, huh?
Yeah, like, there's all these ideas. But one of the other ones that I feel like people have this idea that drag queens fight all the time. Mm-hmm. And, like, I mean, it's one thing if it's a competition and stuff, but I really don't think that, especially like something like All Stars, where it's like it's kind of a different vibe where people are already like have careers now and they're friends and they've worked together. I don't necessarily know that they're like that it's to expect that they're going to be fighting with each other. I've worked with half of the girls on this season and they're all lovely. I've done so many things with tons of drag queens and I've never, well, maybe once or twice, but I've very rarely witnessed like fights between drag queens. There is a kinship and a sisterhood. And I know it might not be the best TV. I know we want to see them fighting, but I don't know, especially after like the year that we've had and stuff. I think that people are just like so grateful to be doing what they love.
I think you're 100% right. And I think also on top of it,
I am.
I know.
You are 100% right. But I also think
that's all.
Because it is All Stars, a lot of these queens come to All Stars hyper aware of what they put out their first run and trying to make amends with the legacy that they left in their original seasons, right?
Sure.
So there's a lot of like being very carefully like, I feel like a lot of the queens learned watching themselves on their respective seasons and been like, you'd expect Raja to be the villain, for example. But Raja is like one of those queens who actually saw herself on TV and like transformed and did the work she needed to do to be a better person. And I feel like, I mean, the Raja that we know in All Stars is such a different person. And what a beautiful, wonderful person.
It's awesome.
And if she doesn't win All Stars, I'll be so sad.
She's going to be there at the end, pretty sure. Gosh. And I was also someone who wasn't sure about Raja because, not that I like hated her, but I was like, I don't know. She was pretty
salty. She didn't show anything in her season, really.
Yeah. I just didn't know. And I think she's killing it. She's incredible. She deserves to be at the end. She could very much win. Full redemption.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has the underdog. She's sweet. She's hilarious. She's talented. I'm obsessed with her. She's fantastic.
Especially this episode, she just felt like there's always when she does her talking heads, you're all like, I feel like I'm so like, okay, Raja, are you going to be mean or are you going to be nice? Because in season 11, all of her talking heads were mean. All of them. Like, she never said anything nice to nobody ever at all. But like this season, she's like, she does this weird thing where she'll like comment stuff that is obvious and we're like, oh yeah, that person is struggling. But then like mask it with, or not mask it, or just like comment like how great it is or like how much of a learning experience it is, especially with Pandora, like,
yeah,
being Pandora in the challenge, you know, struggling with her movement or whatever. But her being like, okay, that's fine. We'll figure this out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, lean into it. Do your thing.
Yeah.
Which is what happens. You know, they get put into teams. We have our two teams. Pandora does, unfortunately, get picked last.
I know.
And it's an uphill battle. I mean, morale-wise, it's an uphill battle for Pandora to be, you know, she tries to recover, and I really think she did her fucking best. I love that her teammates truly supported her super hard. But yeah, it was like really hard morale-wise to just, it's a dancing challenge.
I mean, exactly.
She's not like, going to do the best, yeah.
She must have been shitting her pants when they were like, you're dancing and singing. It's like, oh, fuck. Well, she can't. She's not really famous for doing either of those things. But So, yeah, I was nervous. I really was expecting Pandora to go this episode.
Me too. Mm-hmm. And they definitely baited us with that.
They certainly did.
My God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ginger's worried about clothes. I mean, wait, and Roz, please pipe in. What did you think of the teams? And is there a team you'd rather be on between these two teams?
I mean, okay, I'm Team Kylie.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
All the way. I absolutely adore her. And so the team, what were the teams again?
So it was like Kylie, Eureka, and Ginger.
Yeah, that one.
That one.
Yeah. That's the one.
Raja, Jan, Trinity, Pandora is the other one.
I mean, because Ginger has like such a long career of like doing theater and stuff as well, legitimately. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, I would be drawn to working with her as well when it comes to something like choreography. But I don't know, because Trinity was, God, incredible in this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know which one. I mean, it's not like I could have chosen. I wasn't one of the captains.
It's interesting that Pandora seemed to have the hardest time, but both of her teammates, both Trinity and Raja, chose to send Jan home. And that's what I want to know more about.
Oh, interesting.
I think there's some personality quirks we're not seeing on Jan's part. Well, I don't think Jan's bad at all.
You know what it is?
She's amazing.
Remember a couple of episodes ago, Jan was like, I think I'm safe. I think most of the girls didn't vote for me. And when it was a tie, Jan was so shook. And I think Jan thinks she's more well-liked than she actually is. Because her personality is very specific. Do you know what I mean? Because I do think it is a personal thing. Like, maybe the girls don't gel with Jan very well because she's Jan. And also because she's new in the Drag Race sort of family.
Yeah.
What I know about her is that the things that she's really, like, good at, she's really fucking good at.
Right.
And, I mean, that's the kind of person that... maybe they're threatened by her. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of the skills that she has could take her really far.
That's true, too.
100%. I mean, was she the worst? No.
No.
I thought she did I thought her verse was pretty fun, and I thought she did well.
She was in the bottom, but I think Pandora did the worst.
Yeah. Hands down.
And I have to say this before I forget. Jan's focus on funk is reminding me of Derek Barry's focus on soul.
No. Don't
Do you
dare.
Remember when
don't
Derek Barry was
dare,
like,
"Mono, no, that is mean."
That's what I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
When Derek Barry was talking about soul and he was like, "I need soul. Will you teach me hip hop?" And then everyone was like, "No. That's not. No. Stop. Stop. Shh.
But so many people died at Stonewall. So many people died at Stonewall.
No, they didn't. Quite simply put, I think Jan is your friend that you want to hang out with, but you're not sure if you want her at the sleepover.
Yes. You know? Yes, that's a good, yes. Yeah.
Sleepover's a lot.
You want her to go home after pizza.
It's
you know?
Like, okay, we watched the two movies, like we had the pizza.
Yes.
Peppy. No. It's
Peppy. Do you
we
have?
We got ghosted by Roz Drosvalez on. We're going to hear a ghost story before we go to bed. Peppy.
But then she's like, do you have fragrance-free soap? Because I can't use this. Do you have fragrance-free soap? And you're like, no, I don't. Oh.
Well, you should always have fragrance-free soap. That's on you.
Okay, fine. I'll just... Yeah. Well, I mean, you have Clearasil, though, right? I need Clearasil. Okay, Rue's poking around the workroom, having a fun. Sonique is laying the Rue love on.
Oh my God,
really?
Yeah.
Really thick this episode, as if a producer is pointing a gun behind the camera. But I couldn't help but clock that.
Me too. I was like, we waited 7 episodes to gush on RuPaul for what exactly? Okay.
She's nice. She was nice to her once.
I really was expecting, again, another editor trick where Sonique was like, can I talk to you for a moment? And RuPaul's face was like, what are you going to say? This could be a good thing or it could be a bad thing. And I was half expecting Sonique to be like, I went to a meet and greet and you fucking ignored me.
I thought that's where it was going to. I was not sure
where it was going to go.
But didn't she say that this was an experience that led to her growth of, you know, growing as a person or something?
Yeah, RuPaul signed her book and then she started loving herself more. Okay. I'm canceled. Okay. What I did live for was Rue doing the classic poke. And I'm not even gonna call it poke. I'm gonna call it like a surgical slice where she goes, Pandora, you haven't won a challenge yet. Why?
I mean, direct, honey. Category is up front.
What would you do if Rue said that to you?
Go.
Ross, you haven't won a challenge yet. Why? Why not? Why?
I say, you tell me.
Please, may I have one? Okay, we're in rehearsal. I can't believe Ginger mentions Freddie got fingered. That blew my fucking mind.
Oh my God, I know. I was like, oh shit, okay. See, again, Ginger being confident. She's being confident, she's being cocky, and she loves Tom Green, which is a gag.
And then, that is a gag. Eureka is jamming out to Raja's verse.
It's a good verse.
It's a great fucking verse.
Oh my God, it's a good verse. Oh, yeah.
You know what I have to say about the verses? Mm-hmm.
Please.
Okay. There's been challenges like this before, and I've always had this thing where I'm always like, okay, you're a drag queen. Like, let me know who you are. And sometimes I feel like drag queens are like, I'm fierce, and I'm a drag queen, and I'm gorgeous, and I'm fierce. And it's like, we're all fierce and gorgeous and drag queens and fierce.
Yes.
And I'm gay. We're all gay.
Yeah. Like,
but I will say that, like, it really seemed like the verses gave me a good glimpse into like what they're trying to serve here. Like, you know, like I feel like there wasn't as much of that as I've seen before, where they kind of like some of them kind of did have like backstories. And like, I think Trinity's had something about like I overcame depression. And like, I don't know. It's just like kind of it was an all-star kind of level, I think, of verses.
Again, it felt like they were just so mentally in tune with their brand that they were honest. They were honest and like it resonated. The good ones did anyway. I mean, I couldn't tell you what Pandora's verse was at all.
Yeah, that wasn't very good in my
personal opinion.
What was she saying?
I really couldn't even understand.
At one point she was like, come bounce with me. I don't know what that was.
There was also walking. It was like, I'm walking over here and now I'm walking over there.
And then she said, ha, ha, ha.
I do think the judges were so right to clock that of like, you wasted a good amount of space going, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah.
Right. You only have so many lines. Like, those are all gifts.
I know,
like,
but girl, she barely did the assignment.
And that's the effect, cause and effect. Mm-hmm. That's haha isn't funny. That's what I'm going to do if you write something funny. It was. I think the pressure cooker got to her. This show will fuck you up.
I know. And I think also like you come in being like, I'm going to be the shit. I am a legend in the Drag Race community. I am loved. I'm revered. I have all of my outfits and they to me are creme de la creme, and you show up day one being
ben de
like
la creme.
Yeah, she's on this season.
She's wearing the game. And then you show up, and then there's like 8 other bitches who are like who you think are fiercer than you. Game over. Game over.
Game over.
Do you know what I mean?
Game over.
Game over.
Yeah.
You know, I am such a strong believer in anything in life, but it's something I've learned from drag is just like, you just have to own what you are doing and sell it. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, I have, since day, I mean, I chose the drag name Ross Dressful is because I only wear things from thrift stores. I wear things that literally cost $3. Mm-hmm. But it's just, I had to learn quickly because I didn't have any money. Mm-hmm. And so I had to learn quickly, like, I just have to feel like I am wearing couture, and I have mm-hmm. to show people that what I'm wearing is couture. And so I don't really have any, I don't know. I just think that with all drag queens, it's like just sell, like your main thing is to sell whatever you are doing.
Right.
You can't second guess. You have to show us that you are the one in control. You are flying this mm-hmm. plane. We don't want a pilot that's like, I think I'm going to do a good job. Like, no, you want someone that's like, I'm going to land this mm-hmm. plane.
Yeah, that's 100% real. And that's why, like, some even like queens people criticize. I'm not going to name names, but there are queens people criticize, but you're like, yeah, but look at how hard they believe in themselves and look at how much, look, cause okay, there's a queen I love and I've never had a problem with, but people are like, but it isn't good enough. And you're like, yeah, but she sold the fucking shit out of it. So she wins.
And her name is
Tyra Sanchez. I'm kidding. Oh my God. I almost said her name two more times in the mirror. I'm scared.
Don't bring her back, girl. Don't bring her back.
Tyra Sanchez.
See, you want it to happen. You just chaotic person.
No. Okay. I'm going to go break this curse. But first, silence. I feel like taking a break.
So do it.
Okay, I am.
Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door, and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Okay, are you ready to continue, Roz?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm being too nice.
No,
that's fine.
No,
you're doing great. Will you scream "Bring back my break," Oscar?
Yes. Bring back my break.
Ooh, we got a little bring.
That's it. That was quite.
That's a telephone.
Ring, ring. I mean, okay, let's talk about this stupid choreo. Look, we see the choreo tidbit quite a lot.
Yeah.
But I did love seeing the shit talking, that the unwarranted shit talking of Ginger being like, hey, you need to get your choreo together.
What was that moment? What made her say that, you think?
I mean, do you want my real answer or my fun answer?
Real answer. And then give
producers.
Us the
I think the producer's like, y'all, when we go do this, you have to go talk shit to each other on the stage or else we're not going to have anything. We've shot this choreo thing 800 times. we need you to do something weird. Mm. Just talk shit to each other. And then my fun answer is...
Go ahead.
Pressure. No, that's it. I don't know. What were you going to say?
But don't you feel like Eureka would be the one giving that note? Like, I feel like that is such a Eureka thing to be like, actually... Wait,
y'all
I can't,
better
I,
work.
No, can you
do it. Do it. No. You do your best, Eureka. No, you do it.
Can you do it? And then I'll do it.
Okay. Y'all better work on your steps. They're looking a mess. Ha, ha, ha.
No. No. Too much?
That's not Eureka.
Enough.
I'm obsessed with Eureka. I'm just trying to broaden my impressions.
Okay.
I just think that would be something that Eureka would do because, hello, she's done that before on the show. But I do think that it is Ginger truly feeling her oats a little bit and being very much that girl who is like, okay, I speak from a point of power and a place of power, and I'm going to tell you that maybe you should clean it up a little bit. You know what I mean? I know that her intention wasn't to be mean, but it did come across like, I know that if I was Raja or Trinity, I would bristle at Ginger giving me that note because it just felt like, y'all worry about yourselves. And, you know, not to jump ahead, but they certainly needed to. But it just felt a little like, okay, girl, eyes on your own damn paper. Like, it was not the vibe. It was not what we wanted.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I agree.
I mean, I am coming from such a place of like, no, they're all friends, right? They want to help each other. That's what I think. God, I am not cut out for talking shit about drag.
No, well, no, you're but not I think talking you're right. Shit. They are all friends. But you know, you have that one friend who's like overly noty, just like, you know what? You should do this. Oh, actually, you when you sit down, you slouch a little
bit. Because I was looking at it more like, okay, they're ignoring an issue that's going on and focusing on other things. And it's like, you can't ignore that issue or the whole thing's going to crumble. Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, here's a constructive note. Because when Pandora was mocking herself for, you know, not being able to dance and being so white, which I've had the grace and joy of having Pandora on the podcast. She's so funny. She says funny shit like that. And then as a friend, I would have been like, oh, put that in the verse. Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
Like literally say,
oh my God, Mano, that's brilliant. That's her verse. Literally talking about the challenge and being like, I'm going to try to write a verse, but I can't rap. And I'm trying to dance here, but I can't dance. That would have been winning material.
Totally.
That would have been a winner. Yeah. To me.
See, I think that's a version of owning.
Yes.
Like, you know, there's what I was saying a moment ago, like, there's a version of it where you're like, I can't dance and I'm going to try to do as good as everyone else and I'm going to fool them. If you really can't, then just like lean into the fact that you can't.
Yep.
And that would have saved her so much. Also, so much anxiety too, because it's like, let's call a spade, babe. Like, look at me.
Right.
Am I going to try to give you what Trinity gives you? Hell to the no. But I'm going to sell it in the way that I can. See, that would have been real smart. I wish a good sister would have told her that.
Me too. Me too. You know, okay, so now we're back in the work. Before we get to the main stage, there's one main thing I have to talk about, which is Jan's grandmother writing a letter to RuPaul when he was sent home from season 12. This is so funny.
It's so cute and so like, oh, old people. They old really don't people. Get it. But also felt very Karen-ish, which I was a little like, okay.
Well,
excuse me. Do you guys have parents like that or relatives like that? Because I definitely have a mom that's like, that's like, why don't you call?
Oh yeah,
you know, RuPaul and get on.
Oh
or
yeah,
whatever. You know,
my mom once told me to write a letter to Nia Vardalos because like Nia Vardalos, I'm not even lying, like Nia Vardalos got something happy happened to her. I can't remember what it was, but she had some good news and she was like, you need to write a letter to her saying congratulations. Aww. I was like, she doesn't know me. She was like, but when you do meet her, you can say yes. One time I sent you a letter for this like positive reason. And I was like, mom, that's fucking crazy.
Oh my God.
So yeah, my mom, look, parents are crazy. Very kumbaya. Okay, yeah. The team Raja's very kumbaya, cute, we love it. Okay, and they're talking second wins, because right now everyone has one win.
That's very right, yes. Interesting. Well, except for Pandora and Yuriko.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody has two wins?
No one has two wins yet.
No, well, by the end of this episode, of course, we get our second win.
The actual front runner. Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? And I mean, are we excited? Are we scared for Trinity?
I'm both. Actually, I am both. And I said this before. There's something about Trinity's trajectory that makes me a little nervous because she's doing so well. I don't want the other shoe to drop. I just hope she's still on the up and up. I really, 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 really hope the best for Trinity. I want to see her in the top three or four. I hope.
If she is the Manila of this season, I'll be so mad.
Mm. With who? What does that mean? With Trinity, like, or with the person who eliminates
Trinity? Sacrifice. If Trinity gets cut before, because they're like, we got to get rid of her. The way they knocked out your Manila, the way they knocked out your Alyssa Edwards, your Shangela's even, just being like, we got to get rid of them.
Ginger will do it.
Ooh.
I have a belief with going on Drag Race that, like, if you do really well on it, it's as good as winning. I mean,
yeah, 100%.
Sometimes better.
I think it's even better than winning. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think as long as you do good on it, you're fine. Yeah. Like, you'll be fine.
Or not even good, just like you do memorable shit. Like, people will remember your legacy.
And it really is true. Like, it seems like the work really does happen when you get home. Because it's like, okay, what am I? What am I? Am I funny? Am I releasing some shit? Am I hitting the road and just, like, dancing my fucking backbone off? That seems like to be the real moment where you tell people what you are. Are you a makeup entrepreneur, etc.?
Well, it's also interesting to then be like, what do I think I am? And how am I perceived on television? Because that's a big thing, too. You can walk into the show being like, listen, I'm a comedy queen. Comedy is what I do. But you fail every single comedy challenge on Drag Race. But you know what? Your makeup is good. So then you're like, okay, I'm going to focus on my makeup skills a little bit better. Maybe I'm not the funniest girl on the block. Maybe I should just be a look queen. Maybe that might be your future. That might be your trajectory. Because there is how you see yourself versus how you are being perceived. There is a huge oversight there.
Yeah. And for you, Oscar, I think you should really corner the gay geriatric market. You know, I think there's a lot of queens like you out there who need diapers.
You really, you really think you're funny. And that's sad, actually.
Roz, I'm sorry you had to see that.
I'm uncomfortable.
It's okay. Mom and Dad are fine.
Yeah, we're
Mom,
fine. We'll be fine.
Hug us. Take a picture with us.
Have a go-gurt, Roz.
Have a go-gurt. Kind candy flavor. Okay.
Send a letter to Nia Vardalos. What's her name? I never say her name.
Okay, we're at the main stage. Rude's wearing like a tropical graffiti Bo Peep moment. Mm-hmm. This is great. This is fucking hot.
I love it. I love that. That whole silhouette, it's kind of a poochy kind of
and
very colorful.
Yeah, and not the usual RuPaul silhouette, I don't think. It's like very unusual.
Oh, very different.
Her makeup, oh my God.
Yeah, I mean.
She's doing Hot Tropics, too.
Is Raven still doing her makeup?
Yes, absolutely.
It looks, I mean, I can't even believe, and I'm sure a lot of it is lighting and stuff, too, but however, whatever it is, she looks,
I mean, crazy.
It is fucking crazy.
And I don't really know what is going on, but either way, it's like, she looks great. I don't know. She just looks
it's perfect.
I feel like she looks better after every season. She somehow looks younger, healthier, like just better.
Yeah, it's like, so good. Like, look at
that. Oh, my God.
The colors. The colors are insane. The colors, the moment, the mixtures, the blending, the fake mole she's giving. It's fucking
Yeah, say
insane.
More random things, Mono. Go ahead.
Oh, my God. Okay, Oscar's my favorite. He's a great guy. Just random things I would never say in a single sentence.
But you just did. But you just did. Okay, you just did.
We're at Show Up Queen. We're looking at this. I really enjoyed the verses more than the chorus of song.
Did you guys clock that they must have done at least two takes of this? Because it starts out with a camera on stage, and then they pull back and there's no camera there. So I'm like, I think they did this more than
How many times have they done this
100%? Interesting. Yeah. I didn't clock that.
Yeah, this is not a one take thing. This was many. And I'm going to go on a ledge and say maybe more than two. Maybe two. By the end of the day, they really need those words. Let's just say, let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm. What'd you think of Jan's verse?
I liked it, but I agree that it didn't quite meet the challenge standard.
Agree.
Yeah, because what did RuPaul say at the very beginning of the challenge? Like, give us, like, what you give to the world. Or what did she say? Like, something that had to do with, like, being empowering.
Right, exactly. Uh-huh. Yes, be inspirational. Yeah.
Something like that. And I don't know that I necessarily got that from her verse. Yeah.
It was, she literally says, like, I love myself. And that's great, but, you know, she's we kind of heard that.
Let's not forget Peppy.
We heard her sing Bring My Funk. We already hit that. Right. Yeah. We're ready to hear the next thing.
I do like her wig, she though. Good. I'm not gonna lie.
It's a great wig. She looks good.
Okay,
looks
I have a question for y'all.
What?
Because Raja and Jan both have this, like, purple narrative throughout this season.
Uh-huh.
Who do you think rocked it better?
Oh, my God. You're so mean. What a mean
Raja
question.
Or Jan? I'm just asking.
I'm going to say Raja.
Okay.
But I really have liked both of their amethyst journeys.
Amethyst. Oh, my journeys. God.
That sounds like a cool store in a mall where they sell crystals.
Amethyst journey. Yeah, there's like 1996 store.
Oof. And you're like, wow. Place. And you're like, and this is from the year 1800? They're like, mm-hmm. Yeah. It says made in China. No.
It was made in China in 1896.
How about you, Oscar, huh? You bitch.
I appreciate Jan's purple story, but Raja's to me feels more authentic. Jan's feels a little like, wait, why? Why? But Raja's feels more true.
Right.
Okay, here we go. Then we have...
Pandora's doing fine. She's doing her thing. It's, you know.
Oh, I kept my eyes on Pandora, and I was like, she got it
She's
together.
She's moving.
I think it's just that thing where everyone did so good, and it's like, you did the least great, but everyone got an A. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But God, that note that they had about Trinity when it's like, when you could tell someone is the choreographer, it's like, yes. I mean, she just knew every step. She served.
And she's having fun doing it.
Yes.
I also
and
have
confident.
To just give a... Yes. I have to give applause to Eureka, tongue out, whacking her finger. This brought me so much joy.
Make that a gif, please.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Raja's just slaying it. She's a good-ass rapper, too. The fact that she doesn't have a record out is crazy to me, because she should have a single.
Yeah. I don't know how Trinity moves in such a compelling way. Like,
she's just a fucking talent.
Look at her
and
waist.
The like, wig is so
the
good.
Wig.
She's having fun. And to see the growth from season 6 to this, right?
Like, I know. Like, well, remember, she sucked at the rap challenge in season 6.
Yes. Let me take a second to see how this goes. Oh, white hoes, head hoes, and salmon hoes. Something.
No. No,
but take
girl.
A second
that
to see how
dead.
This goes.
That girl is dead.
That girl's dead, and this phoenix has risen.
Hell yeah, she crystallized.
But see, because Trey didn't like the session.
Okay, whose look are you feeling? Who's the best dressed up there?
I mean,
Because to me, I'm going to say it, Sonic. Wow. Kylie Sonic Love is the has the best fit.
For me, Raja.
Mm-hmm.
I like Raja's look the best. I love Eureka's verse. It is hilarious. It is great. The drop into a split's fantastic.
I know. It is cute. It's cute.
Equal rights is the true pandemic. I wasn't sure about that lyric. That's a weird lyric if you ask me.
Yeah, I was curious about that line. I mean, because equal rights are taking note. Like, what is that?
I don't know. Yeah, that is...
It's a tough one to decipher.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me de-crap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Yeah. Look, Ginger Slade. Yes, her outfit might not be the best, but she's so fucking great at performing. For me, it was definitely like Ginger, Eureka, Trinity, and Raja all slayed. And Kylie was good.
What? She's good. Okay, no, this is where you and I disagree, my friend. Because I thought Kylie killed it. I thought she was, I'm going to say, the only white girl to have actual flow. Because the other white girls rap like white girls. And I think she had something. She was giving you something. Maybe the lyrics weren't as inspired as the other ones.
I think that's what I mean. The lyrics weren't like brand new.
The bitch turned it out. She could sing. She commanded the stage. I love her. I love Kylie Sinead. And again, like I said before, best dressed.
Okay, best work. Dress. Who's Roz's best dress? Who's your best dress, Roz?
I'm going to go with Kylie.
Thank you.
I love it.
Thank you.
Work.
I think. I don't know. You know, I typically tend to be more drawn to like over the top draggedy drag like,
yeah.
I really like that look that Raja has on, like that
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it seems like very firm and like that whole corset situation, like that kind of a thing where I'm like, yes, that, if someone had that walking down the street, I'd be like, who is that? What is going, like, it's not.
Right.
It's heightened. It's drag queen. Like, I don't know. I just, but I mean, same could be said with a lot of these looks, but I just think it's really, I don't know. I love that. Actually, no, wait, no. My favorite dressed in this one is Trinity, because I do love that wig so much.
The wig is so amazing. It's so goofy. I'm actually shocked it worked, because it's like
stupid. It could have been stupid. It could have been silly.
But she's just fucking hot.
It could have been like what people think a comedy queen wig would be like. Do you know what I mean?
Right. It's a little bit Chad Michaels presidential candidate.
Very that
wig.
Girl. Very that.
Updo.
Oops.
But no, it's great. And I would say I would most like to wear Trinity's, because I love a cat suit.
You're
drag.
That kind of girl. You're that kind of girl.
I love a cat suit. You're that kind of chunky girl. Belt. Mm-hmm. Done.
A lot of 301s. Ass. A lot of done. Ass hanging out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
301s.
Done. Clean. Everything was clean. The presentation was clean. Okay. Now, Roz, we chirp and burp, being the only drag outlet available on the interweb. We chirp and burp the looks on the runway. If you are liking this look, chirp it. If you're not loving it, burp it. So that the children can know what we think about these drag looks.
Yeah, it's very important that they know what I think.
Yes!
So let's do it.
First we have Jan coming out giving Snookifer Lopez.
Right, and the category, of course, is Hot Tropics.
Yes.
So the best summertime look.
What do we think about this?
I kind of, the parts of it I burp.
Right. I don't like the purse.
I am not a big titty bib person. The breastplate. I don't. I'm not like obsessed with those, and I don't. I am not really into it on this look. But I understand why it seemed necessary with all that cleavage and stuff.
Right,
I get that. So I don't like. I don't like those.
Mm. But overall, if you had to chirp or burp.
Yeah, if I was forced between the two, I would definitely say chirp.
Okay. Work.
Yeah. For me, it's getting a soft chirp. There's elements of this I don't like. This feels very J-Lo, but like not in a good way, actually. But I will say, I think Jen is trying her best to sell this garment. So it's a slight chirp.
Mm. I'm going to chirp it. I really do wish the bag. I hate the bag. Yeah. It's so big. It's so clunky, and it's not funny enough to be ha-ha funny, as Pandora says, ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. Wait, I have 8 more bars. Ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. Okay.
Do you understand what I mean? And of course, this is all subjective, but like for me, when there's a big fake breastplate, that's where my eyes go.
100%.
Right.
That's... when it's just sometimes, I think it depends.
I agree, Roz. And also it weirdly takes me out of the fantasy a little bit, because it's so obviously a breastplate that I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot. So sometimes it doesn't work for me.
Yeah, I get that. I think her face looked really moist and beautiful. And I appreciate that Jan's kind of giving different drags like.
Mm-hmm. She's not wearing purple.
That part.
I get that.
Pandora box coming to the runway. Giving you some Nurse Ratched, old Hollywood moments.
Do we like? Do we chirp or do we burp?
You know, I think the makeup is a little severe.
Oh.
I think it's a little too...
A little severe up in here?
It's a little too severe for my taste. It's now bordering on The Grudge. It's almost...
The Grudge?
Wow. Y'all thought I was the mean one. Okay.
What? Again, I'm having an opinion for the sake of it having an opinion. So sometimes we use hyperbole. And obviously she looks good, but I guess ultimately it's just not super, it's not super surprising. Mm. Would have been a fun week to feel a surprise from Pandora.
Yeah, so.
I mean, but she had, I'm assuming somebody made or upholstered or whatever, a rolling suitcase with the same fabric as a dress. I can't say I've ever seen that.
Mm-hmm. 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 Well, that work.
But then Jan came in earlier with the same fabric as a bag.
I know, right. But a bag is different from a hard suitcase.
Well, yeah. I mean,
I'm just saying.
So do you chirp touch. It or burp it, Roz?
I will not burp a single person. I am terrified of drag fans coming.
Fair.
For
Let
me.
Mono be Everyone the asshole. So you chirp. Burp it, right, Mono?
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a light burp. I just think it's a little bit, to quote The Grudge.
You are so nasty. You are so.
That is.
You're so dark sided. You're so dark sided. You know.
I clearly don't mean
I'm
it.
I'm the villain of this podcast, and even I would never say something
Whoa.
Like that.
Wow. Whoa. Look, it's pretty. I just wish it was more surprising. So I'm gonna give it a light burp.
Wow.
Light burp.
Wow.
How about you, Oscar? How about you? How about you?
You know
How
what? You? I think it's good for Pandora. I've seen her with some nasty things on the runway, and this was not nasty.
Wow.
So this is a burp for me. I mean, a chirp. It's a chirp.
Wow.
I'm just like, I just have
together.
Like, I just have like, it's unforgivable, that weird Nightmare Before Christmas, weak Sally look, and I will never forgive Pandora for that. So...
Because you're
Anything
a Disney gay.
Anything is better than that.
Because you're a Disney
I'm
gay.
I'm not a Disney, you're a Disney gay. Shut your
yes,
mouth.
You are.
No,
you
I'm
have
not
a Disney
a
podcast.
Disney gay. I'm telling
you. You have a Disney podcast.
That doesn't mean
podcast.
Anything. See, but
oh,
Roz.
Yeah,
but
no, I've been on your Disney podcast.
No,
I just remembered.
No, just because I have a Disney podcast, that does not make me a Disney gay. If you listen to my podcast, you know I'm the
Roz,
Disney captain.
Don't. Stay here.
So.
We're done fighting. Stay. You can stay. Here. Here's a Dunkaroos.
Give
don't
a,
go
give
anywhere.
Me
stay.
Give me the Dunkaroos.
Have a Capri Sun.
Ooh, wild cherry or island cooler. Okay, Raja.
I love this look, honestly, like, it's very simple. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not, and I say that in nothing but a compliment. Like, it's not like, she doesn't have all the bells and whistles on, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, her body is so incredible that it's... It's just, it's amazing, I think.
I
think
I agree.
It's gorgeous. The full thing together, like the whole package, gorgeous.
Yeah.
I agree. It's a chirp for
With
me.
With very little on. Chirp.
This is a chirp for me, too. Her reference to Goldilocks is so fun. Chirp, 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 chirp. But
it's
you're right,
gorgeous.
Roz. It's not, it can come across as basic, but she sold it, and I bought it, and I absolutely bought it.
I really did buy it. Yeah, and like, I guess I'm glad there wasn't another goofy accessory with her.
I
because
know. There was
she's
no
been
need.
Doing this a lot this season. She's been kind of pulling back, like even on Oh My Goth.
Yeah.
She was like, I was like, oh, maybe she, and I gave the note like, maybe she could have something a little gothier, and she's kind of pulling back and
like
going
like a doll
more
with
like,
pins on it? Like how Ginger came in? Like
I
your favorite
lots of ideas. I have lots of ideas. I have lots of ideas. No. It could have been like a cross with pins.
So stupid.
Okay, it's a chirp.
Definitely a chirp on this one.
It's just gorgeous. She's really gorgeous, and it feels
different. She should have had a bag made out of the same fabric.
Okay, thank you, Roz. Hello.
Roz.
Thank you, Roz. So, okay, Trinity K. Bonet coming to the stage, giving you Carnaval.
Unbelievable. Come
I
on.
Mean, of course, I have to wonder, how did she get that into a suitcase?
Right?
Yeah, wait, you're right. I didn't think about that. How the hell did this happen?
This is incredible. I mean, unfortunately, I am an animal rights person. I don't like feathers as fashion, mm-hmm. So I'm removing myself from this one.
Wow.
But it looks amazing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. That really blew me away. That's a gorgeous answer. I'm going to chirp it. I feel like a monster now. You've said something so beautiful.
Now? You feel like a monster now?
Yeah, just now, first time.
Oh, weird.
This doesn't feel good. This does not feel good.
Did she really spend $174,000?
No. There's no way.
On feathers? That's so, imagine the birds.
There's no fucking way.
Think about the birds.
There's no fucking way. And maybe they're artificial. I don't know. Let's hope they're artificial.
They're not artificial. How do you make an artificial feather?
I don't know. Okay, it's a chirp. How about you, Oscar?
It's a chirp. Listen, it's like, I know that it's, the birds are not okay. There's
good,
some assless birds flying around right now. with a vendetta against Trinity K. Bonet. But listen, she looks fucking incredible. And she's giving you true carnival fantasy. Even walking in and doing her little dance. I was sold. I want it. I'm buying it.
It's amazing. It's good. It's, yeah. I'm not sure about the shoe, but it doesn't matter because everything else is so good. Not sure.
Those are carnival shoes.
They are? What's a carnival shoe?
You don't know a carnival shoe?
No, educate me. What's a carnival shoe?
I don't want to.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, interesting.
I don't want to.
Wow. It sounds, it just seems like
I'm not here to educate you. I'm not here to educate you.
Interesting. No. Interesting. But I checked out your book and it was 0 pages long. Okay. So,
but you bought it though. You still spent $32 on it.
I bought it. Okay. It's expensive. So
it was easy to read.
Okay. Next, we have Eureka giving you beach ball swimsuit.
Wait. She comes out. What's that thing that she comes out with? Are those sunglasses?
Those are sunglasses. It's, those are like really campy sunglasses.
It's weird, but it's like
sunglasses on a stick with one very large eye.
But it's like a bee or something. I don't get it.
I thought it was going to spell like her. I thought it was like her signature, but it wasn't. It was just like, oh, these are weird glasses. Cool.
This is, you really wanted this to be better. It's fun.
It's simple.
Now, I want to say that they had a note about her jewelry on this one. And yeah. I have always joked with friends about, like, sometimes in drag that you'll see like a bathing suit with like gigantic chandelier necklace and earrings. Uh-huh. And I'm always like, where are you going? You're going to a beach with those big earrings on?
Right. Yeah. Where? you know, this is cool, but it's not
it
as
seems
amazing.
Like you want to burp it, Mono.
No, I'm going to give it a light chirp because I like the idea, but I'm surprised she didn't go further with it since she usually goes pretty hard.
Exactly. This is why it's so weird. Normally she would go super hard. This feels like a very phoned in Eureka outfit.
I would expect her to have like a tarp that of those beach ball colors, like a cape or something.
Oh my God. Did you guys ever do that thing in gym class with the giant tarp and you like?
Yes.
No, I never had to do that.
That was my favorite day.
Yes.
That was
field
your favorite
day. A lot
day?
Of times. Field day.
Yes. That was the only day I liked gym class where you could like get this big giant.
And like someone like, goes colorful. In the middle and you're like, what?
Yes. And you like get to like hide in a little place. It's like, it's like a little, I don't know.
Yeah.
I had a sad childhood. Break.
Oh my God. No. Oh my God. I could outsad you any day.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's go. One time, popular girl threw dog shit on me. Ha ha. Oh,
shit, I think you win.
I told you. Also, she could have walked out in a big beach ball, like when Shangela walked out in a big beach ball. If she did that, this look would have been over.
Yeah, I did feel like we were missing an element of like drag.
Yeah.
That just wasn't there.
You're missing an element of drag. Get out of here.
I think so. She came in with like a normal size beach ball. Girl, this ain't the actual beach.
Her gigantic wig she has on with
it's nice.
All the colors of the
it's
rainbow.
Nice. But is it drag enough? No, I don't think
were
so.
Were those glasses drag enough?
I think she should have kept it. Not throwing it away.
Yeah. Okay, so it's a chirp. It's a light chirp for me.
It's a burp for me.
Everyone else?
It's a burp.
Wow.
It's a chirp.
Mm-mm.
Ginger.
Okay, Ginger Minj in an outfit very similar to Jan's, I gotta say.
It's a very J-Lo reminiscent, isn't it?
Yeah, the cleavage is covered, though, in this one.
That's true.
Uh-huh.
No breastplate.
I love this hair. It is so hot. I love
it. Yeah, it's pretty good. I always love that kind of fabric, very Golden Girls, very
the
banana leaf type look. I think it's gorgeous.
She's getting fucked on the lanai tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, are you quoting Elliot with two T's, Mono?
What?
You're quoting Elliot with two T's.
Excuse me?
You heard what I said.
I don't.
You are quoting Elliot with two T's in Snatch Game.
I'm.
You are a. Fan. Okay, I got it.
I'm quoting Golden Girls.
Never heard of it.
I'm sorry, Roz. I only know. Roz was talking, and you interrupted, Roz.
Back to me. The guest here.
The fucking guest, Oscar. Jesus.
The guest in this house. Well, she said that it was like a, I think she called it a coat or something. So I was wondering if it came off, if that big thing that she's wearing came off, because that might have been kind of fun.
Yeah.
See, you know,
to see just the bathing suit separate. Yeah.
That's agree. True, because like the judges did say like, oh, it swallows you up. And I do agree with them. But it would have been nice to like have a little reveal, throw the little capelet off, the little, what do you call the, what do you call this? A, it's not a kimono. What is it? A sundress?
Sarong
a little bit? Whatever it is. Oh, taking them off and like just showing the body, yaddy yaddy underneath.
That's a hard kind of a thing to walk in. I've worn things like that before. And you can tell, I think she kind of is pulling it out from the sides to make sure she's not stepping on it. Because, yeah, that's a tough one.
I love it. It's very poison ivy. I think it's great. It's hot. It's a chirp.
Poison ivy. Oh, my God. it's a chirp for me. It's actually, it's good.
Yeah, it's a chirp. It's nice.
And holy fucking shit.
I mean, wow.
Wow.
More feathers.
I know. Oh, Roz, no. I'm sorry.
But it looks, I mean, she looks incredible. I love that she gives a shout out to Sasha Colby.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who is an incredible queen that I love. I mean, I love Sonique. Looking at Sonique.
Unreal.
I mean, have you guys ever, like, seen her in person?
Yes.
She is just, when she walks on stage, it's like, this is getting our money's worth for just her. She could just stand up there and you're like, this is something that I would pay just to see. She's just so gorgeous.
I agree.
And the way she moves.
Shocking.
And she just exudes sex in the best way.
Shocking beauty. Oh my God. Such a fucking chirp and caca and that's changing Michelle's mind on green. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Yes.
Wow. This might be my favorite look of the week. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Work. I agreed with all the judges' choices actually after, like, I agree that Trinity won.
I agree too. And I do agree that Raja and Trinity were the top players.
Yes. If Eureka won, I would have been like, okay with it, because I really loved her performance.
You know that would not have sat well with you, though.
Something would have felt weird. Yeah. And that was like, oh, if you bring it on the runway, I'll be like, you win.
Yes, exactly. Right.
Yeah.
And but if they didn't, okay. And if Trinity and Raja didn't bring it on the runway, then that makes sense.
Right.
But they brought it. They brought it.
Jan and Pandora getting the damn bottom. Holy shit. Mm-hmm. The judges are mad at Jan because they want more of her trauma. Truly.
They're like, did we not traumatize you enough on season 12?
She's like, I guess not. Okay, they're talking. Pandora's vulnerability is heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And I really feel for her, and I'm glad I'm getting to see this just beautiful side of her. And I very much relate to her saying something like, I'm learning to love myself, or in the past I've had a hard time loving myself.
Yeah, it felt a little, how do I say this? The timing was a little weird for me, because like we all knew that she just felt. I'm not saying she did it on purpose. Don't even try to mangle my words. Don't even try it. But it's like anybody with eyes could have seen Pandora was hurting. Anybody with eyes. She's been hurting for weeks now. I think she's been hurting from week one.
Yeah.
And it did feel kind of like, oh, now, like, are you okay? When it was like, if I was there, if I was one of the girls, I'd be like week one. I'd be like, Pandora girl, like, what's going on? You're not your typical self. Let's talk.
Right.
You know? And I think maybe they tried, and only this week Pandora's realizing like she needs to open up in order for the girls to get her. But still, I don't know. It just felt weird to me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we can delay no more because we have to talk about the drama and insanity that is this incredible lip sync and TV moment that follows afterwards.
Yeah, what? What did y'all think? Happened.
I mean, this is the craziest best part. Okay, here's what I'll first even, okay, the lip sync itself. I had a blast.
I had a blast too, and I was shocked that Alexis Mateo showed up. She was not someone that I typically think of as a lip sync assassin, but you look at her resume and yeah. She sent a lot of girls home. So I was shocked. But then you look at someone like Trinity and you're like, Trinity is going to be hard to beat. And at the very beginning, I was like, Trinity's got this. And then
me too.
The fateful wig moment
happened. Oh.
Okay. Now that, at first I was like, oh, she has a reveal underneath.
Mm-hmm.
Because her hair looks great underneath.
Yeah,
I agree.
But I feel like she played it like this was a mistake. This shouldn't have happened. And then you know, she puts the wig back on as soon as they're done with the lip sync. And I'm like, damn it. If you just made it seem like that's what you meant to. I mean, she looks so good with the wig off as well.
I agree.
That I'm like, own it, girl.
Yes.
Lisa Rinna, own it.
Fuck. I mean, she looks so good with it off. I literally was like, she could win with it off. She looks fantastic. She doesn't look like,
I mean,
you know,
those are rare. You know, on Drag Race, it's a kiss of death. Once the wig comes off, so do your chances of winning, you know.
Rue said,
see, but I think, I honestly think that that is a stupid.
I agree, too. Like, I think it's stupid.
I agree.
Because how many times do people's outfits come off and turn into something else? Like,
right.
If a wig comes off, who cares? As long as you're owning what's underneath.
Mm-hmm. I
as
agree.
Part of,
yeah.
I think. As long as it
and
doesn't
we've had
hinder
great
the performance.
Lip syncs. We've had great lip syncs where wigs come off and people win, I guess, in the early seasons.
I mean, I'm thinking Chanel. The Chanel moment.
Chanel,
people just love to act like
BB.
That's like, mm-hmm. yeah. Like you have failed if your wig comes off. And I'm always like, no. To me, that's a gift. That's something exciting and interesting and unexpected happened. And here's what I'm going to do in that situation.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, I don't know. I don't think that it should be known as this, like, failure or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me, though.
I 100% agree. It shouldn't be a failure for whatever reason. We'll never know why. Whatever. Alexis does do great. I love her winning. She wins. And first,
the
she
true
pants.
Gag. The
she has
gag.
Pandora's lipstick.
Yeah.
But wait, Rue, I have another lipstick. And RuPaul goes, oh.
She sold it pretty well, though. I'll give
it's
it
good
to
good acting.
Alexis. I mean, Alexis was, if she wasn't, if she was acting off the cuff, hats to Alexis for creating some really nice drama.
I like that Drag Race is like, now they're like, this is a television show.
Yeah.
I don't mind it, but this is now a television show.
Well, it's so crazy that after 6 seasons of All Stars, this is the first time it's happened. That's wild to me. Because I'm surprised it hasn't happened earlier.
But also in the past, ties have been confusing, right? Because sometimes they're like, if we have both lipsticks, you're both going home. That's like happened in the past All Stars where they're like, oh, we had two, like, if we have two different lipsticks, two people are going home. They've said that in the past, and then now the new All-Stars rule is...
Oh, interesting. I don't remember that, but that's interesting.
Yeah, like in All-Stars 2, Tatiana and Alyssa win, and they're like, if you both have different girls, both of them
are going
home.
Yeah.
But of course, everyone got, you know, Fifi because she was the villain of the season.
Right, that was a television show. And it's a
but
reminder
now,
that it's... But now Trinity has to decide who should go.
Roz, what did you say to yourself when this gag happened?
Well, I wasn't sure what was... I thought they were going to make the two of them lip sync.
That's what I thought, too.
Right?
That's what I was hoping for.
I know.
And I'm going to tell you this.
That would've been great.
I'm going to tell you this right now. Mark my words that this is now more than ever. I'm absolutely confident that the game within the game element of this show is that the bottom girls lip sync for their life. And one of them comes back into the competition.
How do you know?
Because the fact that, like Roz said, it just feels like Jan and Pandora should have lip sync for their lives. And the fact that it didn't happen makes me think they're trying to save that for later on or something else. And then it's like, oh, clearly they're saving that for the lip sync for your life part in the game within a game element of Drag Race All Stars.
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong, and I
hope you're
hat,
right.
But I'm sure that that's the game within a game.
I hope you're right, because that sounds fun. Is it going to happen next week? I'm TikTok, bitch. I'm fucking ready for my game.
I think after Snatch Game, that's when we'll see the game within a game.
Yeah. Snatch game would also be a great time to be like, be the best at snatch game. You get to come back in the competition because snatch game is such a hallmark of the show.
That would be great. I'd love to see that implemented in future seasons of Drag Race.
That seems like it's not the game within a game.
No, absolutely not.
That wouldn't be a game. That would just be another episode.
Yes, exactly.
Based on these people that are remaining, who do you think, who would be your guess would win Snatch Game?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Ginger or Eureka?
I think
Ginger would be my first guess. And now I have no clue what anyone is bringing, but I would think she's the one.
Now, Roz, let me ask you this. Who are you the most nervous for in Snatch Game?
This one could be Kylie for me.
Really? Okay.
I don't know. You know, Kylie is a very funny person. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of showing that. I don't know. I'm curious.
Yeah, she could either do well or like really shit the bed.
Based on her Jessica Lange, she will have a tough time. And I'm obsessed with Kylie, but there was a real opportunity to make a comedic choice in that performance, mm-hmm. and we didn't have it. Mm-hmm.
For me, I'm nervous about Trinity, but I feel like I'm always nervous about Trinity because she can either do really well or really bad, but she's been doing really well so far. But can she do Snatch Game?
The comedy this season, her stand-up in the first episode was pretty
rough. Can she do Snatch Game? I'm nervous for her. I'm nervous for Raja because Raja has not done Snatch Game ever.
Right. That'll be the gag.
I think she can do it. I think she has a good enough personality. I think she's quick enough.
I hope so.
Will Eureka get her first win next week or will Ginger get her second win, then making like Ginger and Trinity the real front runners?
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to see. I don't know. Unfortunately, is gone for now. Out of the girls who went home, who do you most want to see get back in this competition? We have
Jiggly.
Serena, Jiggly, Akiria, Scarlett,
Silky.
Dan, Silky. I'm missing someone. Yes. Who do you want? You want Jiggly?
I want Jiggly to come back. Jiggly or Silky? One of those.
I want Akiria back. I think she was done dirty.
Okay. Oh, Scarlett. You forgot Jiggly. Scarlett.
I said Scarlett.
Well, I forgot Scarlett.
Roz, you were saying?
I like Jiggly.
Yes!
Jiggly is adorable and fucking funny.
Bring Jiggly back.
I love
it. Also, if we're doing game within a game and if it is a lip sync for your life, I feel like Jiggly would dominate.
Agreed. Y'all, thank you so much for coming on my stupid drag podcast. I've taken too much of your time because it is so much fun to talk Drag Race. Before we go, what can we promote, Roz? Where can we listen to more Roz?
Okay, so here's what we do. Go find my podcast called Ghosted by Roz Dressfulness if you like spooky things, okay? Now, I don't necessarily have an agenda to make people believe in ghosts or aliens or that kind of a thing. Maybe you just enjoy hearing the stories, but they're all real stories. And I've had a lot of celebrities on the show. I have had Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, a.k.a. Cassandra Peterson.
Oh, my God.
Busy Phillips. I have had Karen Kilgara from My Favorite Murder. I've had Margaret Cho. I've had Nicole Byer. Again, I've had all these drag queens. I think that if you're watching this season, you would really enjoy the Sonique episode. Go back and find it in my feed. I have a great episode coming out very soon with Chris Colfer.
Oh, nice.
Chris has so many ghost stories. And it's just, it's a great one. So, look out for that wherever you get podcasts. Ghosted by Roz Dressfulness. And if you want to follow me on Instagram, again, I'm not really doing as much drag kind of stuff, but, you know, if you want to follow me and my life and my journey, I'm at Roz Hernandez.
Work. Oscar, where can we support you, you bitch?
Well, it's quite simple. As you know, you can go on Instagram.
Ooh, Roz caught the mean.
You know what?
I get stronger
every time you call me a bitch, so come on. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Ozzymo, O-Z-Z-Y-M-O. And where can people find your crusty, dusty little ass,
bitch,
Mono?
You can find me at my name, at Mono Gapian. Find Drag Her on Instagram, at Drag Her Podcast. give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Like this one from Jude Party, which says, the only Drag Race podcast. Mono and all the guests are fantastic. I tried running while listening to this podcast once, but would not recommend it because I laughed too hard and couldn't run. Jude Party, you're fucking cool. Thank you so much for saying so. If you want more of me and Oscar, go listen to our other dumb podcast, which is Podcast Killed the Video Star.
That's right, honey.
We talk music videos. We need to have Roz on to talk a music video.
Yes, we certainly do.
Oh, that sounds fun. Oh, you know what? Something else I was just thinking about that I could tell people. So I, before the pandemic, hosted drag queen brunches with Ross Matthews, and they're coming back, you know, a little bit. So they're, so look out for those. I'm hoping to be hosting one and shortly, soon, in the Southern California area.
Well, stay tuned to our polls, our Instagrams.
Drag Race Queens. And yeah, you can follow them, Ross Bubbly Brunch, to find out where they are in your area, because they do it all over the country. And it's just like so much fun.
Amazing.
Love it.
Well, fuck, thank you so much for being a homo with me and you both together, just queering out in the way we love to do. Till next week. Bye, bitches.
Ca-caw.
Bye, bitches.
Don't use feathers.
That was a HeadGum Original.